May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, friends, it happened. It happened. They didn't cancel Christmas in the end. Congratulations. They didn't cancel Christmas. Despite all the challenges that we faced, despite all the restrictions, despite turkeys that arrive with no skin on them even, here we are worshiping and celebrating together in the face of this pandemic. And I want to say congratulations. Congratulations for persevering. Congratulations for doing the best darn job that we can to be joyful today. And congratulations to all of us for the joy that we have been able to create and sustain together this month. Congratulations, St. George's. Congratulations. Now, finally, this year, I have been admitting to myself something that it turns out has been true for a lot of years now. I find Christmas difficult. I'm coming out of the closet as a Grinch. I find Christmas difficult. It is not, for me, a time of year filled with happy memories. I admit it. And yet, every year that I have been at St. George's, your Christmas spirit has just warmed my heart. It has like wormed its way into my heart and made me feel joyful after all. And I think that there might be a movie about this. Well, that has been going on every year. Every year, you have brought me Christmas joy without even knowing that you're doing it. And you're very good at it. Christmas is your season, St. George's. It is the season when you shine the brightest. And you know, even in the midst of a history-making pandemic, when we all have lots of reasons to be Grinches, it hasn't slowed you down. The resilient, determined joy of this congregation has persevered despite all the odds, and it has made this season bright. And therefore, 45 minutes or so on the morning of December 13th, enjoying the lessons and carols and singing along with the music. One of the songs made me cry, and delighting in the fact that everybody wore costumes and the sheer glory of that children's pageant. Honestly, Pauline, I will never forget you as the angel. I never will forget that. That was so fabulous. And again, for about an hour last night, I forgot about this pandemic. I wonder if maybe you found this too. I forgot about the pandemic. I forgot that things aren't okay. And I forgot that we aren't together as a community. I forgot this story that we're living in now. And I found myself carried away, entering into this story, the season, and its joy, and its laughter, and its delight. A story of love which triumphs over every obstacle thrown in its way. It's a good story for right now. A story of vulnerability that turns out to be strength. A story of God's vision of peace and plenty and justice and mercy, and hospitality, and steadfast faithfulness, which God pursues relentlessly in love, no matter what obstacles we and life throws in God's way, God perseveres in that story. That story. This story. Every year, we march through the calendar of festivals. We expect the coming of Messiah in Advent. We celebrate his birth now at Christmas. Then we will remember the arrival of the wise men at Epiphany. We will journey with Jesus into self-reflection in the desert at Lent. Then we will walk the way of the cross in Holy Week. We will rejoice in the resurrection at Easter. We will stand with the disciples looking up as Jesus ascends into heaven at the ascension, and we receive with them the gifts of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Every year, we walk this journey with them and remember the stories. We remember them so that they won't be forgotten. Yes, that's true. But we also remember them and we walk those stories as a way to invite us into that story, to help us see ourselves in their story, and to help their story so many, many generations ago become our story now. So many, many generations ago, they faced struggles and trials that, thank God, most of us can hardly imagine now. So many reasons to believe that God was not with them. So many reasons to have given up hope. They lived under the oppressive tyranny of the Roman Empire. Food prices were artificially inflated to keep the populace quiet. The tax burden was crushing to the poor. They had every reason in the world not to believe, and yet they did. Imagine Mary, pregnant, out of wedlock. And yet she said yes. And Joseph, I mean, for crying out loud, at risk of being made a fool of in front of the whole community, he said yes also. The shepherds believed. The apostles believed. The early church believed. They had every reason in the world not to believe, and yet they did. The light shone in their darkness, but the darkness did not overcome it. They opened their hearts and let God in Jesus Christ take them on a journey which changed them completely, which changed the world. Down through the centuries, real, live human beings just like us, with lots of reasons not to believe, have had their lives transformed by this story working in them. Think of Francis of Assisi. He was born rich and spoiled, who gave away everything to the poor. In fact, he would accept gifts from his family just so that he could give them away. That really upset them. Francis went on to found the Franciscans. Ignatius of Loyola expected to be a military leader. Who knew about that? And yet he ended up consecrating his life to Christ, and he founded the Jesuits, and he has influenced everyone's spiritual life, millions and millions of people down through the centuries. Think of Catherine of Siena, whose family did not support her vocation at all. And yet she became one of the most influential teachers and mystics of the church, despite being a woman. Think of Florence Nightingale, who lived a comfortable, fairly wealthy, settled life in England, who left everything behind to go and nurse the sick in a battlefield thousands of miles away, who changed the whole practice of medicine around the world. Every one of these people were people like us. They lived in a day-to-day story full of challenges, family life, day-to-day, just like we live in family life day-to-day, daily life of figuring out their eating, their clothing, their workplaces, their communities, how they were going to respond to trials, how they were going to deal with sickness. Catherine of Siena lived through the plague. Every one of them had a day-to-day story, just like we have a day-to-day story. Their personal story about their personal struggles. Yet somehow, God opened their ears and their eyes and their hearts to step out of their story and into his story, a story so much bigger and more beautiful than anything they could have asked for or imagined, a story of unrelenting love in which mercy and justice are not opposites, they are entwined, in which forgiveness leads to joy and healing, in which violence is transformed to peace, and the poor are actually, in this upside down world, the poor are the beloved of God. Along with apostles and martyrs and mystics and saints, they have shown us an extraordinary truth that God's extraordinary story, God's kingdom, is actually already right here, right alongside us, right now. And every day, God invites us to just step into that story and see the world brought alive in awe and wonder. Every day, along our journey, that door is open to us, accessible, like the stable, inviting and welcoming. It's right there. It seems miraculous, but it turns out that it isn't. It's ordinary, mundane. It's right beside us, in our neighbors, in our strangers, in the homeless on the street, in our grocery stores, and the workers who come to work on the house and repair hail damage, the folks who care for us that we care for, in the trials of our life circumstances, or in the choices that we make about how to respond, like Joseph, to terribly difficult circumstances. The story of God redeeming the world is close. It is so close to us that we can almost taste it. We can reach out and touch it. This season, the joy of this community has brought God's story within reach, helping us step just for a few minutes out of our story into a story that transcends the challenges of today. So may this story, may this service bring you too into that story, even for a moment, even for a few minutes. And at the end, when you say farewell and turn off your screen, may God continue to bless you with a glimpse of that kingdom in your real life, in the day ahead, and in the days to come. For it is real, and He is Lord, always, and now, and forevermore. Amen.